I'm with Superintendent Nick Cassidy, and we are talking about a big event coming up next week. It's a facilities feedback session that the district is hosting. Nick, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so on September 23rd, we're going to have a community update and feedback session. We'll hold that at from 5 to 6:30 in the board training room at 320 West 24th Street. We invite any and all community members to come out. What we'll have is set up, it'll be open house style where you can come in. We'll have displays set up of the work that we've been doing, making good on our promises from the 2021 bond. But then we'll also have a session set up where people can provide feedback of what they see of unmet needs at this point in our district to be able to look as we start planning for the future. And those can be on, you know, instruction, on extracurricular activities, on heating, air, roofs, like all of those things that we know that we need to maintain to make sure that our kids can focus on learning and our teachers can focus on teaching.
Well, walking around the district now, you can see a lot of work that's happening, and it's all paid for by voter support of the Build 21 project that was approved back in May of 2021.
Yeah, we are extremely busy fulfilling the promises we made to the community with that. Some of the big projects that people will see is if you pop into the middle school and look at a lot of the common areas, the media center, the cafeteria, the area outside the gym, those were all huge upgrades that we had to bring that school into the 21st century, but also just updated furniture there. We had updates to our MTC building with a storage facility there, and also some updates to transportation. Probably the biggest one that people are seeing and realizing is the work that we're doing at Heights, which is about three quarters of a tear down and rebuild there. We relocated students to the Longfellow building for the next 2 years, and we're building a state-of-the-art facility there that will be a great building in that community and what they deserve. And now we're starting in the process at West of designing the remodel there, of really updating that, bringing in a lot more natural light, but also creating some spaces for hands-on learning that that will really help bring that building up to speed as well.
So as you are around the district now, what do you think that some of the needs are?
Well, I think the big thing would be to, you know, that's what we're going to ask the community on September 23rd, coming out to look at. We will have displays set up for projects that are going on right now so they can see what their support has meant to us and what we're doing with that, but also gathering feedback from the community. And a lot of the ones that I have heard come up to me are improvements around early childhood programming and making sure that our facilities match the needs of those early childhood programs, because we've almost doubled the number of early childhood programs that we have in the last couple of years. Athletic facilities that that are need updating, and some even created from the ground up, and then also some instructional facilities or instructional areas that haven't been updated through the other bonds, and making sure that we're bringing those up, and we have every student in our district is going into a state of the art facility.
What's happening right now at Highland Public Schools that's making a lot of these new facilities so important and so necessary?
Well, I mean, over the last 3 years, we've really stabilized and started to grow, and so that's kind of changed our approach to what we're doing moving forward. So at the bare minimum, we need to plan for stability right now and keeping the students we have. But we also know if we continue to grow like this, we have to look at what the programming needs are and how do we accommodate additional kids coming into our buildings right now, as more and more kids are coming back and choosing Holland in the city.
So as you think about the growth at Highland Public Schools, both in enrollment and in physical facilities, why do you think that Highland Public Schools is right for you and for your family?
I can't think of another district in the state that has what we have to offer. I mean, we are small schools where kids get, where kids are known by staff and get the individualized care. But we still have the big school programming that we have to offer in a diverse setting with a great staff and caring staff. And I'll tell you, the most supportive community we have, supporting for instance, the bond that have allowed us to provide these state-of-the-art facilities for our kids, but also supportive in the way of connecting kids to opportunities in our community through after-school programming to, you know, internships and apprenticeships, and just that overall support and caring in support of this school. It makes Holland a pretty awesome place to work and also to bring my kids.
Nick, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I hope to see several community members out on the 23rd so we can show off what we have planned and also get some feedback for our future.
Again, that feedback session is Monday, September 23rd, starting at 5 o'clock until 6:30 at the District Administration Building on 24th Street. If you want some more information about that, we invite you to visit us on our website at hollandpublicschools.org.